Inside on Business, the news hour is brought to you by Square One DSM, an initiative of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Learn more at squareonedsm.com. And Iowa Softwater, clean, safe softwater for you and your family, iowasoftwater.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. Grateful, as always, that you are hanging out with us because we got stuff to do in the metro with Jeff Pitts from CityView, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, he's got stuff going on. Hey, Jeff, what's happening? Sorry, I was just a little energized there.
Mm-hmm.
I had some caffeine.
How about this for energy?
Yeah,
slow down. The autumn wind is a pirate, Michael, blustering in from sea. With a rollicking song, he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously. You ever heard that?
No.
NFL Films, the Oakland Raiders? Nothing. Okay. That's my lead in for there's a lot of sports on the agenda this week.
Okay.
But first, as everyone knows, Des Moines has Beggars Night.
Oh, yeah. That's coming up, isn't it?
Yep. It's coming up.
When is that? Is that the
day
before?
Depends on where you live.
Right.
Yep. So most of them are October 30th. There's some October 31st.
I think this is the silliest thing in the entire Western Hemisphere. I mean, there's a lot of silly things out there.
Mm-hmm.
But this having this Beggars Night outside of Halloween is just goofy.
How come?
Ah, you know why?
Hmm.
Interesting you should ask.
Yeah.
A small one. Because long ago and far away in another galaxy here that was known as Des Moines,
mm-hmm.
there was all kinds of vandalism on Halloween.
Okay.
And so they moved Beggar's Night from Halloween to another night. Now, that doesn't mean that vandalism couldn't happen on that night, but...
No. Vandalism is restricted to Halloween.
There you go. Makes sense to me. Silly.
What about the jokes? You like the jokes?
I do. You know, this is the first community I've ever lived in where they, you know, you trick or treat and then they tell you jokes.
We are the only community. There's one other community. If you Google it, according to Wikipedia,
okay,
that's my source.
There you go.
Us and one community in Canada are the only communities that tell jokes.
Really?
Yeah.
How did it get started? Any idea?
There's no. Long story short, I have the information here, but I haven't read it yet.
Come on. All right.
But I grew up with it, and so I thought everyone told jokes on Beggar's Night. Until I got to college, I was comparing notes, and it was just completely foreign to me.
So you have that answer somewhere in
it's
this
right
rift of papers,
right,
huh?
It's right here.
So if you can, we'll just pause for a moment and let you read and see if you can come up with the answer to why is it and how did it start that we tell jokes on Beggar's Night here in Des Moines and could be only the second community in all of North America that does that, one being in Canada and the other here in the United States, right in our back door, Des Moines. Did I take enough time?
You're good at filling time. This is not your first rodeo, is it? Well, you are correct about the Beggar's Night. It is. It was a response to vandalism. And it looks like the jokes just came at the same time.
Huh.
But I can't tell why. I like it, though. You want to hear a joke?
Sure. Go ahead.
Because you have to have a joke if you're going
to... You have to have a joke, and that's why we're here. This is all a joke.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Cows go.
Cows go?
Cows go.
Cows go who?
No. Cows go moo, Michael.
Yeah, very nice.
Why was 6 scared of 7?
Why was 6 scared of 7?
That's right.
Because he came after 8 or I don't know.
Because 7, 8, 9.
Oh, got it. There you go. Some jokes for this year's Beggar's Night, courtesy of Jeff Pitts.
We got it all at City View.
Yeah, boy.
Fun times. Now for the sports.
Yeah.
This weekend. Division I, Big 12 college football, Iowa State University's homecoming game. The Clones are on a 3-game tear, 5-2 overall, and they take on the number 4 ranked team in the nation, TCU.
Yeah.
But here's the shocker. In case you hadn't heard, ISU is ranked number 25 in the nation.
Nice.
Bam. The game is set for Jack Trice at 2:30. I don't remember last time Iowa State was...
ranked?
I mean, it could just be that I didn't notice it, but...
Congratulations.
Yeah, it's a big deal. They're on a roll. New quarterback, whole thing. All right, smaller college football is going on in Central Iowa on Saturday as well. Drake University plays Davidson at 1. That's at Drake Stadium. Grandview University is going to be at home. Simpson College will be at home. Get out there and support the home teams.
It's all on Saturday.
Autumn wind is a pirate.
Got it.
Dress warm, but the weather should be nice. Okay, also this weekend, Susan G. Komen for the Cure has been racing for the cure for breast cancer since 1982. The organization has raised more than $1.5 billion with a B to date with local walks, runs, and the like. That'll be going on at the state capitol. Goes off at 9 a.m. Saturday. Okay, and later tomorrow night, let's go Bucks.
Well, this is Saturday night, right?
This is Saturday night.
Saturday night, let's go Bucks, the Buccaneers.
The Iowa Wild is the state's highest level of hockey, but the team isn't dominating this year. As such, it's time to give the Bucks a chance. The Des Moines Bucks play at Buccaneer Arena at 7201 Hickman Road. Puck drops at 7:05. And they also play later in the week against the Madison Capitals.
Nice.
Sunday?
Sunday.
Sunday. Close out October with Valley Junction Pumpkin Walk.
I like it.
You ever been pumpkin smashing?
I've never been pumpkin walking. I've never seen a pumpkin walk, so this should really be interesting. Mm-hmm. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you have, drop everything, and Saturday night.
Sunday.
Sunday. Make sure that you go. You will see pumpkins walking in Valley Junction. It's astounding.
Kids can trick-or-treat in their Halloween costumes throughout the Junction. Enjoy a hayride. Take home a pumpkin. Best of all, it's free. Yeah, fun starts at 2 p.m. and goes until 5.
They may walk for you. Pumpkin walk.
Or turn into a magic carriage.
That's it. One of the two.
Into a ball. Yeah. Next week, Drake University's women's basketball kicks off. NCAA Division I basketball. The Drake University women's basketball team plays in the Missouri Valley Conference. And they'll be November 1st they play. And they were good last year. Made the tournament the whole nine. Also next week, cross this one off the bucket list. All infamous right. singer-songwriter David Crosby stops by Hoyt Sherman Place for his Sky Trails tour with his latest act, David Cosby, Crosby and Friends.
Really?
From Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Yeah. Were you a fan?
I was.
Yeah. You going?
No.
You're a busy man.
I'm kind of busy. Yeah. I got this little... I'm meeting so many of my neighbors this over the... Until lots November 7th, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I'll probably be freed up to go
do some
stuff.
How many neighbors so far you've been hanging out
with? I have about 830. Well, today's Friday. Well, more. close to 1,000.
Close to 1,000.
Yeah. Neighbors.
Good neighbors.
Yeah.
Hey, Michael, what's the best thing you can think of that only costs a dollar? That's the list, huh?
Yeah.
That's the list.
That's pretty much it. Okay.
Well, just a step below the NHL, the Iowa Wild hockey team plays in the American Hockey League, as you well know, as a season ticket holder. The team's home games are at Wells Fargo Arena, and it offers promotions at nearly every event. And this week, it's Dollar Dog Night.
Dollar Dog Night. So you can on Sunday, you can get a walking pumpkin. And on next, what date?
When is this? This is...
Never mind. We have no idea, ladies and gentlemen.
We have no idea.
But anyway,
November.
Huh?
I don't know.
Anyway.
So they are playing next week, though, at some point.
It's a good thing we have lots of time on this broadcast. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, live radio. What do you think, huh? Is this pretty cool? Oh, my.
Oh, my.
So this ranks right up there with my answer about what's good for a buck.
Right. Well, there will be hot dogs, pretzels, small popcorn, all for a dollar.
See, it really ruined my thing, man. I was going to go, you know, on Sunday you can go get a walking pumpkin, Valley Junction.
Right.
And on whatever date this is happening, you can go and you can get a $1 dog.
$1 dog.
Yeah. I would prefer a wiener dog.
You would prefer 3 $1 dogs, maybe?
Yeah. Maybe.
How many do you think you'd eat?
Well, I couldn't. They're probably pork, so I don't do that.
Oh,
so,
I see.
I would look it up, but my phone's broke.
1 second here, folks. Here we go. Dollar Dog Night, November 2nd, Thursday.
Ding, ding, ding,
Thursday,
ding, ding, ding.
Thursday, Thursday.
Dollar Dog Night, Iowa Wild.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
Hockey. Okay, Michael. Maybe you're not into football or basketball or hockey. Maybe sports isn't your thing next week. Or maybe you'd prefer a different kind of diversion, something finer. Well, I've compiled a sampling of the city's best stage performances going on.
Best what?
Stage performances.
Stage.
On the stage. Drake University Theater Arts has student theater production showcase, William S. E. Coleman Studio Theater. The Tallgrass Theater Company from October through November 12th will have On Golden Pond.
Very nice.
And the Ankeny Community Theater has the God Committee.
I've served November on that 2nd. Committee. It's another one of those committees I've served on, yes.
That's an interesting title. The God Committee. I'd love to see that. That'd be interesting. All right, also next weekend, Rebirth Brass Band at Stevens Auditorium, November 2nd at 7:30.
All right.
True New Orleans institution has evolved from playing the streets in the French Quarter to touring the country. What else you want to know, Michael? That was a little rough.
I know you're busy. You've got all kinds of things going on. What's all that stuff?
These are the Beggar's Nights.
Oh, Beggar's
Nights. You can get them at DesMoinesParent.com.
Got it.
She's got a whole list of them there.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's Jeff Pitts from City View. He's got a lot of stuff to do.
Too much.
I know. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Boo.
Another cat. Boo-hoo.
Don't cry. It's Halloween.
I love it.
All right, we got to go. It's time to wrap it up for another week. For all of us associated with Inside on Business, the NewsHour, Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer. The voice of Inside on Business, the NewsHour is Jimmy Olson. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. Program director for the radio station is Patrick Wood. The general manager for the Des Moines Radio Group is Jeff Delvaux. For all those folks and the person that put together the music you're listening to right now, James Goodlett, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man.